name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. We thank God for this day, for this gathering. I'm really happy and joyful to be with you, to share together the joy which the Lord has given to us through bestowing the grace of His Holy Spirit in our hearts. And the hymns which you sung now are very nice, and the way you sung them is very much uplifting. And although I did not understand the meaning of every word, but the love is felt between us, and I could pick up a few words which are very similar to the Arabic language that I understand. It's very beautiful, and I was happy that everyone participated in the hymn. There was no one who was silent, which is a good thing. Everyone is singing together and praising the Lord. And you have very nice and beautiful voices. God bless you all. I will give my first lecture now for the next few minutes. And there are two lectures today. The one, first one is about peer pressure. And the other one this afternoon will be about leadership during times of crisis. I will be happy to receive all your questions in the end. If you have any questions, that is used, but in most time, people think it's a bad thing. Whenever you hear the word peer pressure, automatically we think of bad things. But peer pressure is not always negative. There is positive peer pressure. So, we can say that through peer pressure, people will be mobilized to exert their energy in a positive way, to be motivated, to succeed, to encourage them to lead a happy and healthy life. The problem is, people follow what others are doing. You see, this is what peer pressure is. So if the environment around the person is positive and encouraging, then the peer pressure is positive. If the environment, if the surrounding is negative, then peer pressure will be negative. So we want to support and advocate for the positive peer pressure, to cultivate the positive peer pressure in the lives of the people, and to teach the children how to select their peers and how to avoid negative influences of bad friends. In church, for example, peer pressure can be of positive influence. For example, what you heard now, the beautiful hymn which he said, I love this choir of young people. Very beautiful. Why? Because this way, young people are encouraged to do something positive together, to learn a hymn, to sing a hymn to the Lord. It is a positive peer pressure. Because everyone is doing it, so I'm following the group, which is a positive thing. So you see, it's not how it is not always negative, it is sometimes positive. We can teach our young people to learn hymns, to live a holy life. Maybe out in the world, people live a sinful life, but in a church, when our young people want to live a holy life, they help each other in a positive way. Or to grow spiritually. All this are forms of positive peer pressure. So peer pressure can become, or peers can become, positive role models when our young people see good examples to follow, then they follow, which is a good thing. So the first lesson to learn from peer pressure is that it is not always negative, sometimes it could be positive. And this is what we want to stick to encourage. How to define peer pressure? Some people define peer pressure as follows. It is literally the pressure that we feel from our peers to do certain things, dress certain ways, eat certain foods, etc. Basically, because we see everyone else around us doing it, then we feel it is right. And unless we do it, we feel out of place. We feel distinguished from the rest. We stand out. Imagine something that is of one color, and then you see a spot. Then people can say, this is a spot, it's clear. So if everyone is doing something and one is not doing it, then he's conspicuous, is clear, is distinguished. So people tend to follow others. But is this always the right thing to do? Of course not. Negative peer pressure is the unwanted pressure that causes a teen to participate in activities that may hurt him or her or others. So, when we follow our peers, when we follow our friends, we don't think of the outcome. We just do it. And we don't think of how this will hurt us, although it may be very harmful. So why do youth give in to peer pressure? Because they don't want to be different. They don't want to stand out. They want to mingle with the crowd. Why? Out of fear of being lonely. I want to be with friends. I want to have friends. Out of fear to be left out, ridiculed, scorned, and laughed at. Imagine, for example, a situation in which all our friends are going to McDonald's. Let's say. And then we are fasting. Everyone is eating hamburgers and chicken and milkshake. And then I say, I only going to eat French fries. Why? A strong person will say, because I am fasting. A weak person will say, because I am vegetarian. Right? So sometimes we lie in order to fit in. Although we have to be strong because we know our faith and we are convinced that we are doing the right thing. This is a free country, right? The good thing about the United States is that it is a free country. At least they say it's a free country. Huh? So, we must exercise our freedom. I believe in God. Why should I be ashamed that I'm Christian? Why should I be ashamed that I'm Orthodox and I have fasting in my church and I believe in the saints and I believe that on the altar we receive the body and the blood of Christ? Maybe other people don't want to believe that, but this is what I believe. Right? And if I believe it, I have to live by it. I cannot deny it. Because Christ said, whoever denies me before men, I will deny him before the angels of God. Correct? So we have to be strong witnesses of our faith. Okay? If anyone asks us what is our faith, we say it. This is our faith. Also, to be popular and to fit in and to be part of the group. What does it mean to be popular? To be famous, to be well known. I know someone who not only took drugs, but sold drugs to people. And then when he repented, I said to him, why did you do that? He said, because people respected me this way. I was popular. I was well known. So you see, the problem is that people want to gain respect and want to be popular and want to fit in the wrong way. Notice how it is done in the wrong way. And we will discuss what we can lose when we do that. We need to realize that human beings are social beings. And what does this mean? We cannot live alone. We have to have people around us, people in our life. When God created Adam, He left him alone for some time. But then, for a purpose, so that when He creates Eve, He will appreciate her. I hope that every husband appreciates his wife, and every wife appreciates her husband. Because you are one unit, you are one, together you are one. Okay? So, God created Eve, and Adam loved her because he was hoping to have somebody that he can communicate with at his level. The animals don't have a mind like humans, so Adam could not communicate with the animals. And the angels are above Adam. So the Bible says, as for himself, he did not find someone who is equal to him. And that's why God took part of him and made Eve. But they say a joke. They say, one time Eve said to Adam, Adam, I know you are cheating on me. And then he said to her, Eve, there is no other woman in this world. How can I be cheating on you? And then Adam went to sleep. So Eve was counting his ribs to make sure there is no one, only one is missing, not two or three. Anyway, we tend to be social beings. We want to have friends. We cannot live alone. If this is the fact, then we can either select good friends that will help us advance in life, will help us in positive ways, or choose the wrong type of friends that will impact us negatively and possibly destroy our life. If you read Psalm 1, can I have a Bible? Anyone has a Bible here? In English. Okay, there is one there. Psalm 1 is very important because tells us the stages of how close to people we may become and how hurtful this can become. So he says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. So first he says, who walks, nor stands in the path of the sinners. Now he stands. Nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Now he sits. So you see the stages. Number one, walks. Number two, stands. Number three, sits. What does this mean? When you are walking, you don't have time. If something is very fast, you want someone to tell you something very fast, you say to him, okay, say it when we are walking, because it's not taking time. But when it needs time, you stop and you want to listen. But when you sit down, it will take a long time. Right? So you see three stages. So here, he's teaching us, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of the sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. When we have wrong type of friends, this is what we are doing. We associate with them. We sit with them. We listen to them. They tell us things. We learn from them. And in the computer, there is what's called garbage in, garbage out. You know that? Garbage in, garbage out. So what does this mean? If the input is garbage, what will be the output? Garbage. Right? If we listen to bad things through our friends, or learn bad things through our friends, what is the outcome? Bad things. You don't expect holy things to come out of bad things. But if the input is holy, then the outside output will be holy as well. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters that brings forth its fruit in its due season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does will prosper. Very important, whatever he does shall prosper. If you want to be prosperous in your life, you have to take care of who your friends are. And as they say, tell me who your friends are, and I will tell you who you are. Tell me who your friends are, and I will tell you who you are. Birds of same feather, flock together or fly together. People tend to go together if they have similar interests. So if you tell me who your friends are, I know who you are. Peer pressure can be of much risk, that it can put you at danger, make you compromise your morals, and deter you from your future plans. I know a teenager who was an A student in high school. But then because of his peers, he could not finish college. Can you imagine? He had the potential to be very successful. But because he mingled with the wrong type of people, he ended up losing his future. Unfortunately. So what's the peak time of peer pressure? When is peer pressure of greatest influence? So they say, during teen years, adolescents are more likely to seek the opinions and acceptance of friends rather than family. No influence in a teenager's life is as powerful as peer pressure. In childhood, children tend to want the acceptance of the parents, which is very important. But as they grow up, then they separate from their parents a little bit, at least emotionally, and they look for support from their friends. So the most important time is the teenagers and what they call the pre-teen years as well. And the research has shown that teens look to their peers for social and emotional support. Research has shown that preteens aged 11 to 13 showed the greatest conformity to peer pressure. And now they even say the tween years, not the teen, the tween. And the tween is between 8 and 12. Because teen begins at 13. That's why it's called teen. 13, 14, 15. So it's teen years. But then from 8 to 12, they call it the preteen or the tween years. And a lot of commercials and a lot of advertisement target this group because they are of greater influence as well. So this is the peak of the peer pressure, where it really influences. Activities associated with peer pressure. What do you think? I have a list of my own, but I want to listen to our young people. What do you think are the activities associated with peer pressure? Please go ahead. Who said?
I say smoking.
Smoking, yes. Good. What else?
Drinking beer.
Drinking beer, very good. What else? Please raise your hand so I can see you. Yes? Drugs. Very good. So smoking, drinking, and drugs. Can't hear you?
Selling
drugs. Yes. Drugs and selling, taking drugs and selling drugs. What else? Yes.
Listening
to music, dancing, partying, going out. Very good.
Tobacco.
Yes. How do you know all these things? Okay, let's see the list I have, which is probably everything that you said. Experimenting with tobacco, alcohol, or drugs. Okay, your friends will tell you, are you a man? You must try this. If you don't try it, you are not a man. Peer pressure. And you feel, yes, I am a man, I have to prove. Notice two things. Peer pressure can be active, by actively pressuring you to do something, or passive, because everyone else is doing it, and even if they don't pressure you to do it, you feel pressure to do it, because if you don't do it, then you are not part of the group. Okay? So sometimes we do things to prove that yes, we are grown-ups. To be sexually active or talking about sex, it is a very big problem in this country, because they don't understand the principle of marriage. You see, here the most they can say outside is to be sexually active early on in life, when you are young. But they don't care that later on, when you are an adult, to be sexually active, it is very normal. To have a boyfriend, to have a girlfriend, what is wrong? Right? It is a very big problem for our young people, because all their friends, or the majority of their friends, may be doing it. We need to understand the life of purity, the relationship between a man and wife God has made for marriage, for procreation, to strengthen the relationship of love between a man and his wife. Not just to meet anybody in the street and go and have a relationship with. This is not the intention of God. Right? And sometimes we want to give such relationship validity or legitimacy So we give it another name other than its sinful name. So instead of saying we have a sexual relationship with a partner, we say we are only friends. I just need them for support. Right? So what do? We camouflage the sin. We give it a new name, a new title. What our Lord has called sheep in wolf's clothing. Sheep, wolves in sheep's clothing. Wolves in sheep's clothing. Do you understand what this means? So it's wolves from within, but from the outside, look like a sheep. Something acceptable. You say to someone, we are only friends. We just support each other. But actually what it is a sinful relationship. And I trust you that this may be your initial intention, that it is only a friendship. But is it going to remain as a friendship, or is it going to become something else by time? We have to be very careful. Putting off schoolwork to party or to have fun. Someone said, to party, to have fun, to go out, to go to the cinema, to just enjoy things. I apologize. During wrong time, we can have fun, we can go out and enjoy our time, but at the proper time. Do you know what the problem of Martha? Martha wasn't doing something sinful. Martha was preparing food, which is a good thing. After we finish, we are going to eat. I hope. But the proper thing to do is to come and listen now to benefit spiritually, and then go and prepare the food. And the Bible teaches us that there is a time for everything under heaven. There is a time. We have to be wise to know when to do what. So, to have a good time is okay, as long as it's not in a sinful way, but not to do it in the wrong time. So to put off school work, to party or to have fun is another way of peer pressure. Teasing or bullying others. You join the group, the bad group, in order to avoid being bullied or mocked, etc. Should you go and bully others? This is very bad, right? Of course, this is a big sin. Ditching sport practice to go shopping. Sneaking out of the house. Lying. The list keeps going. Lying about things in order to cover up for something bad that you are doing. These are all forms and activities associated with peer pressure. So who is under the influence of peer pressure? Certainly, they fall under the influence of peer pressure because their personality allows them to do so. So what are their characteristics? Number one, they may have very low self-esteem. You understand this point? They have low self-esteem. That's why they gain their self-esteem through joining a popular group to feel good about myself. And this is the wrong type of self-esteem, because your self-respect should not depend on outer ways of getting self-esteem, but on who you are. Right? Do you understand this point? Who you are is what gives you your self-respect, because self-esteem means self-respect. little or no self-confidence. People lose confidence in themselves. That's why they look for outer causes to give them self-confidence. Few successful relationships. They cannot have a good relationship. They want to do anything to be part of the group. Isolation from their wider peer group, such as the classmates. You are safe when you are with everybody in a safe environment. But if you go and join a especially bad group, then you are in danger. Loneliness and depression. There are other things as well. The media impacts how people think. The influence of the media. You look at magazines, you see a muscular man. They flex their muscle and show you that this is how a man should look like. Very muscular. So all men think that they should be that strong and muscular. And then you see a picture of a slim lady. And then ladies think that this is the only way to define beauty. So you see how media is interfering with the way we think, huh? To have the body shape. What to wear? I had a parent, a father, complaining that his daughter went to buy a t-shirt 5 times regular price. Why? Because it has a check mark on it. What's the check mark? The Nike. No? That's all it is. It's a brand name. Because he said to me, because it has a check mark, then I have to pay 5 times its the price. But you are under the impression, unless you wear, you know, those brand types, then you are not cool. You want to show your friends that you are wearing Nike or whatever other brand names you have. To have a cell phone, how many times do we change our cell phones? Because the old one doesn't work anymore. It's so embarrassing. I cannot carry this in front of my friends any longer. You know? I have to be up to date. And we do everything to please others. Notice in your life, and I'm not only talking about teenagers, but to people in general, notice how many times or what things we do to please others, not God, and not ourselves. How many times do we have to give up things to please other people? The way we dress, the way we talk, what kind of language do we use? Sometimes people use curse language in their normal conversation, just to sound like the rest. And they said to St. Peter, your language reveals you. People should know that you are a Christian by the way you speak, by the way you dress, by the way you live your life, by the way you do everything, because you should be distinguished. The person on average is subjected to 1,500 to 2,000 advertisements every day. How does this influence the way we think? So, some people are controlling the way we think. They are the manipulators of our minds. And of course they do this for financial gain. Because when you buy those t-shirts, or when you change your cell phone, or when you buy a new car, etc. You buy a new computer, etc., etc. And then you're paying them money. You're making them richer.